Hi, this is Holly here from The Others Grimm, the podcast that you're currently listening to. Do not be confused when you hear us introduce ourselves as a totally ridiculous other name. We changed it. You're welcome. Welcome to Moral Fixation. This is the comedy podcast that is not about sex, where instead we read a fairy tale and make fun of it. I'm one of your hosts. My name is Holly.
My name is Rob, and I just want to say if it is about sex, I'm kind of cool with it.
Yeah, you're right. I can't say it's not about sex. And then our third host is...
Well, I'm Greg, and I just want everyone to know that everything is about power, except for sex.
That is the opposite. Everything's about sex. About power.
Everything's about sex, except for sex. Sex is about power. There we go. Got it.
I would think that most things, isn't it? Most things are about power.
No, most things are about sex.
Most things are about sex,
except for sex. Sex is about power.
What's power about?
Power is about sex. You only get power to have sex. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I follow you there.
Hmm. Or have sex appeal. And sex following.
Ooh, sex appeal is power, though. That's some likes on the Insta.
It's an Ouroboros of a snake, like
snake
a dragon
eating its own tail.
Its own tail. A
sexy power snake. Mm-hmm. That's what you're saying.
But the head of the snake?
Power.
Oh, right. Okay. Sure. Okay.
God, does anyone have this snake's number? Because I kind of want to send it some DMs.
Okay. What are we reading here today?
We're reading... The Cunning Little Tailor, which has no child suicide because I've scanned it very well.
Good.
For
I'm us, so glad that we've started scanning for child suicide. Mm-hmm. It's been a problem.
Yeah, fool me once,
yeah. Fool me eight times. Yeah. I should probably put the book away.
Put the book away. All right. The Cunning Little Tailor. There was once on a time a princess who was extremely proud. If a wooer came, she gave him some riddle to guess. And if he could not find it out, he was sent contemptuously away. She let it be made known also that whoever solved her riddle should marry her, let him be who he might.
This is one note. This is every single... Is this Grimm Brothers' experience of women that they're just like, God, they just want to ask us riddles? The whole time. Every single one of these stories is about a woman.
She asked me this crazy riddle. She's like... Yeah. What are you thinking? Yeah. What are you thinking about? Right. It's like, I don't know. What's the right answer?
Right.
No, legitimately, this is the fourth story we've read where the onus for getting married is based on riddles.
Exactly. It's a real riddle economy in the Grimm universe.
Should I have riddled you before you proposed?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Missed an opportunity you there, did. Didn't I?
Yeah, you just said yes, and you were like, all right, cool.
I could have trolled you so hard. You guys get it?
Yeah, I'm not very good at riddles, so you would have...
Trolls like riddles?
I get it, yeah. Yeah, clearly they met one woman, and she was like, what do you think about women's suffrage? And he was like, this fucking riddle? I don't get this. And he failed, and she was like, no, you can't marry me.
I don't know. To get to the other side. All right. Okay, so she wants to riddle. At length, therefore, three tailors fell in with each other. The two eldest of
How
whom...
How do you fall in with each other?
You, like, Sorry, become
just
buddies.
Go ahead. Okay.
If you to fall in with another?
Like, they're, like, scheming to get this woman. They're like, all right, we gotta...
No, they're falling into line, like a tailor line.
This is like Dracula.
What?
Yeah, there's the whole like Lucy Westenra where they all the suitors want Lucy and Dracula, so they all fall in line. And there's like the Texas with a big knife, and then there's like Dr. Seward. You guys never read Dracula?
I never read Dracula.
Texas?
Yeah, there's a Texan in Dracula. He goes over to Europe, and he wants Lucy.
Wow.
I have read Dracula, but I do not remember
there being like a Jim Bowie-esque Texan in
there.
There's
a real Jim Bowie, yeah.
Like, well, I tell you what, I'm gonna stab that old Dracula with this big old knife, and we'll see what
it's
it feels
exactly
like about that.
It's exactly like that. It's not even an exaggeration.
Wow. Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
All right,
sorry.
We're I'm just one sentence in here.
Needlessly interrupting.
Let's Let's let a little get on here.
I'm going to count to like 30 and then I'll interrupt.
And then so, keep your notes in your head so we know what the fuck is going on here. All right. At length, therefore, three tailors fell in with each other. The two eldest of whom thought that they had done so many dexterous bits of work successfully that they could not fail to succeed in this also.
I'm sorry. I counted to 30 really quick. dexterity, right? It's with your hands. You're yes. like manipulating things. She's asking about riddles. Are riddles about your hands? No. These are like dudes that are like, look, I can like really...
Yeah, it makes no sense why they thought their shit. Tailor skills
so they're
would...
idiots.
Yeah, that their tailor skills would transfer yeah. so equally to riddle solving.
Unless they built like a wooden riddle machine, you know?
That'd be pretty great.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Basically, what you're saying is they built some sort of wooden AI.
Yeah, exactly.
in
yeah.
the 1600s.
It's like punch tape.
All right. So they think their riddle skill, they think their tailor skills are going to transfer to riddle skills. They could not fail to succeed in this. The third was a little useless scamp who did not even know his trade, but thought he must have some luck in this venture. For where else was it to come from? Then the two others said to him, just stay at home. You cannot do much with your little bit of understanding.
Well, I mean, the story literally said he was useless. So it's,
yeah, a little useless scamp. The little tailor, however, did not let himself be discouraged and said he had set his head to work about this for once and he would manage well enough.
Wow. He invented hot pants.
He did.
Yep. The little tailor.
They didn't say he was a bad tailor, but you can also assume that he's the one.
They said he was useless and didn't know his trade.
No.
Oh, you're right. They did say he was
no,
bad.
No, he clearly was like, you know what? Gender neutral clothes. And they were like, you're useless.
Yeah, he was just before his time.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I thought he could manage well enough, and he went forth as if the whole world were his. They all three announced themselves to the princess and said she was to propound her riddle to them and that the right persons had now come who had understandings so fine that they could be threaded in a needle.
Wow.
Then said the princess, I have two kinds of hair on my head. Of what color is it? That doesn't make sense.
That's the riddle, right?
That's the riddle, yeah.
I guess I have two kinds of hair on my head. Of what color is it? Not are they.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing with the riddle.
I suppose. Yeah. Right. We'll find out. Right. No spoilers. Well, if that be all, said the first, it must be black and white, like the cloth, which is called pepper and salt.
Right. Well, yeah, of course. Like the cloth. Right. Yeah,
he's got to relate it back to cloth. Like he could have just said, oh, you got pepper and salt hair.
Yeah.
I think that's actually a pretty clever answer for how strangely the riddle was worded. Because pepper and salt is one thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's pepper and salt hair.
Yeah.
Of what color is it? It's pretty good. Okay. The princess said, wrongly guessed. Let the second answer. Then said the second, if it be not black and white, then it is brown and red, like my father's company coat.
What company does he work for?
Yeah, father's company coat is not it's not blonde, brunette. She's got father's company coat hair.
Is his dad's coat made of hair?
Yeah, mohair.
Just brown and red, just a stupid fucking answer.
I mean, they're both pretty stupid so far.
The first one I thought was pretty good.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, all right. Wrongly guessed, said the princess. Let the third give the answer, for I see very well he knows it for certain. And here comes our useless scamp.
Yeah.
Then the little tailor stepped boldly forth and said, the princess has a silver and a golden hair on her head, and those are two different colors. Okay, he's still pretty useless.
Yeah.
When the princess heard that, she turned pale and nearly fell down with terror, for the little tailor had guessed her riddle, and she had firmly believed that no man on earth would discover it.
That's not an answer. She fell down with terror.
Yeah, she's so scared.
She's so shy.
Is he a werewolf? Like, oh no, the werewolf guessed my answer.
Wait, I have a riddle for you. Answer this riddle one. When were riddles invented? Because I'm going to say it's about 200 to 300 years after these stories were written.
Yeah, everyone was just guessing before this. They were just assuming, like, hey, what's green and also apples and lives in the sky?
Riddle me this. What will you eat later tonight?
Yes!
That was one of them.
Shit. Okay. When her courage returned, she said, you have not won me yet by that. Well, now she's...
Okay, well, that
she's
was
going kind back of cheating.
That was
she's
kind going, of the deal. That
she's going back
would,
on her word.
Would win. Yeah. But,
I mean, I get right. it. He's useless, so.
Useless little scam.
Yeah. All these other guys are, like, really good with their hands, and she's like, no.
Well, they're very dexterous.
Quite.
Right.
There is still something else that you must do. Below in the stable is a bear with which you shall pass the night.
And he said,
oh,
pardon me? It was just the fine print? Like,
yes. So, like, what do you mean by... What do you mean pass the night?
Define
by the
pass like, the night.
Yeah.
Riddle me this. What does like pass the night mean?
There is a hole drilled like a... into the wall.
I thought you were going to say.
Make sure you're in full view of this hole in the wall. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say it in the bear, but I like I like your like your bear glory hole better.
Yeah, it's a bear glory hole. Yeah.
it was pretty big back in the Middle Ages, actually, bear glory holes.
You're expecting a bear penis to come through it, but it's just a big salmon.
Who knows what it looks like, honestly. Could be.
Okay, so you have to pass the night with the bear in the stable. And when I get up in the morning, if you are still alive, you shall marry me. Well, I will see, I guess, because who knows what you'll say to me in the morning after I fuck a bear. She expected, however, she should thus get rid of the tailor, for the bear had never yet left anyone alive who had fallen into its clutches.
This is her backup plan.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, you saw my riddle. Crap. Yeah, I got this fucking, like, rabid bear in the barn, by the way. I'm sorry. I didn't tell you about this. But after you saw the riddle, you gotta sleep with the rabbit bear.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, did I tell you also the bear's gonna riddle you three?
Oh, the bear also has bear definitely has riddles, too.
Also, like, what kind of princess is this that just has a bear in a hole?
Well, she's a princess. She can do whatever the fuck she wants.
Exactly. I'm
Most
saying
of them,
this
she got
is...
sick of asking for ponies and receiving them. So she, eventually she's like, I don't know, give me a fucking bear.
Right. I'm just saying like, it's like telling you have this like hostile hole in your backyard, you know? It's like, do you want to marry her at this point?
Yeah.
Can you be like, I'm out.
Yeah, no,
kind of rethinking the proposal here.
No. Once you go down a riddle path, it's true. It's a, again, it's a clause.
It's a legally binding document. The riddles are legally binding.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So the little tailor did not let himself be frightened away, but was quite delighted.
All right. He's a freak.
Boldly ventured is half won. Ooh, that's nice. That's a nice
Let's unpack
phrase.
That. Boldly ventured is half won. So it's sort of the inverse of like, you miss 100% of the shots you never take.
First step of like a 1,000-step journey. What?
You make 50% of the shots that you
start.
That you start?
Exactly.
We know exactly what we're
it's
talking about.
It's definitely a statistics thing for sure. Yeah.
Yep. We played sports.
Yep. You make half of the shots you take.
Hold on, I gotta...
Half of the shots you don't take are 25% of the shots that you could have won.
Yeah. I think that's it, yeah.
Hold on, I got a whiteboard here, let's bring this out.
Let's do some quick math.
That's the nose of the whiteboard.
Yeah.
He's got a Goodwill Hunting
a
style
whiteboard.
Chalkboard whiteboard situation going on.
All right, so we got some apples here, right? And so 50% of the apples
are...
How do you like them? And 50% of the apples that you don't... like them
are fairly one.
Also, I added equal sign bear. I'm not sure how that fits in. Just
bear yet. Is greater than or equal to the number of apples that you succeed in.
Yeah,
plus
three riddles.
three riddles. Beware of those.
Oh yeah, you have to divide by three riddles.
Oh right, three.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm just gonna go back to the story. I'm gonna go back to the story.
Go for it.
When therefore the evening came,
he's an idiot and he's useless. Got it. Go ahead. Sorry.
Boldly ventured is half won. When therefore the evening came, our little tailor was taken down to the bear. The bear was about to set at the little fellow at once and give him a hearty welcome with his paws.
So it's like a horny bear.
Yeah.
Got it.
Let's say that was boldly ventured half implied at the beginning.
And he's just like trying to like yes man himself through this situation. He's just sort of like.
This is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah.
Big smile. Yep. Fake it till you make it, baby.
That's right. Yeah.
Fake it till you bear it. All right. Softly, softly, said the little tailor. I will soon make you quiet. Then quite composedly, and as if he had not an anxiety in the world, he took some nuts out of his pocket, cracked them, and ate the kernels.
All right. We'll just have a snack real quick.
Have a real quick snack.
Got it. He needed his energy up. He was real bold, so...
When the bear saw that, he was seized with a desire to have some nuts, too.
All right, got it.
I didn't make that up.
No.
It was great. Okay.
No. You know that they were like time, the Brothers Grimm were like time travelers, and they're like, this will be funny in like 150 yeah. years.
The people who read this originally just think they're talking about nuts. They yeah. don't see any entendre. All right, the tailor felt in his pockets and reached him a handful. They were, however, not nuts, but pebbles.
Wait, but he didn't he just eat some?
Well, all he's right. got nuts and pebbles
clearly,
in his pocket.
Oh, this,
okay. His, okay.
We've noticed this before. There's a halfway point in every single story
we've hit about it.
Where,
we've hit
where they're just suddenly yeah. like, yeah. brand new story. Let's just start a new story.
Okay, now it's all about this guy and the bear.
Yeah, bears and pebbles.
Wait, at least the tailor, the cunning little tailor, has been the title character, the
it's
titular
true. He's
character.
In it. He's still in it.
We started with the princess. We thought she was going to be mm-hmm. going to play more, but I'm pretty sure she's not going to. She's gonna. He's gonna marry her in the end, or something, yeah. and she'll have a final scene.
Or maybe yeah. just won't even show up. Who knows?
Yeah, she
Who
might
knows?
Just be gone. Who knows?
Who knows?
Maybe the him yeah. and the bear get married.
All right, so the bear put them, the pebbles, in his mouth, but could get nothing out of them. Let him bite as he would. Ugh, thought he. What a stupid blockhead I am. Cannot even crack a nut.
This is what the bear's.
This is the bear's thoughts.
Got it.
And then he said to the tailor, now he's speaking, here, crack me the nuts.
There. Holy shit, a talking bear?
I know, right?
Are we sure this is a bear? It could be a man. It
could be a man in a bear skin. Could
or
be bear skin.
It could be bear skin.
Just
it
like
could
a just really be like a hairy guy.
Hairy
just,
guy, yeah.
Just a pretty hairy guy.
It's a bear like in the bear community. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
What, you mean the yeah. gay community?
Yeah.
Not the bear community.
The bear community. Wait, there's a bear community?
You just said the bear and the bear community.
Yeah, and the bear community.
Listen to yourself, Greg, sometimes.
I know.
Just,
I
like,
never do. I'm
to
sorry.
Anything.
And yet we have to all the time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. No. Sorry. I don't even pay attention half the time.
The burden
don't even
you
know.
Put on us.
Yeah. You figure it out.
He has no idea the words coming out of his mouth.
No.
All right.
It's just all faith and intuition.
Sure, sure. Just you're literally thinking of something. You're the only person in the world who can actually multitask.
Wait a minute. Y'all can understand me?
Because I don't hear you at all.
No.
All right. See what a stupid fellow you are, said the little tailor, to have such a great mouth and not be able to crack a small nut.
All right, I can't. Okay,
just,
I, yeah, let's just skip it.
One sentence at a time.
Okay, we all get
off here for a second.
Let's, can we low hanging fruit?
Yeah,
low hanging nuts.
Let's not grab it.
Okay, all right, okay, we're never gonna get
go
anywhere.
Ahead, yeah.
It's okay, gonna, there's,
just,
right.
We need to stop trying to grab the low hanging nuts. Just
I feel like
keep
there's,
reading.
There's okay. a small amount of more nut talk, so let's just power through yeah, real quick. Okay. Everyone, be silent.
Let's go for the smart joke.
I'm just gonna sit back and let you power.
Be quiet. Okay, shut up. Everybody, shut up. Then the little tailor took the pebble and nimbly put a nut in his mouth in place of it. Shut it. Shut it. And crack, it wasn't two. I must try this thing again, said the bear. When I watch you, I then think I ought to be able to do it too. So the tailor once more gave him a pebble, and the bear tried and tried to bite into it with all the strength of his body. But no one will imagine that he accomplished it. When that was over, the tailor took out a violin from beneath his coat and played a piece on it to himself. Feel free now to, we're safe of nut talk.
Oh, okay, got
okay,
it.
Nut talk
yeah.
is over.
Okay,
so we can
good.
Talk about where he smuggled this
violin
in. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, he's a tailor. Well, I guess not a good tailor.
Yeah,
maybe
he sewed a violin pocket into every single one of his clothes. Yeah.
It's like in the back.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a sword.
Yeah,
he like,
he's like Paganini, just like.
You guys don't have violin pockets in your clothes?
No.
No, you must have a better tailor than
I insist that every tailor. Oh, yeah. I got a couple here right now, actually. I got like three. One on the left, one on the right, one in the back. Oh, wait, I got a leg violin, too.
But you can't play the violin, just to be clear, right?
No, it just looks super cool to have like four violins on you.
You're just ready for if the devil shows up and sees you packing five violins on your person. The devil's like, you know what? I'm good.
Yeah, it's an intimidation thing. I can't play any of them, but if I have five violins, it's like soul protection
is what it is.
It's like if you go to duel a person who has like five swords on them, you just assume they're probably good at dueling, right?
Right.
They have five
Why
swords
so many
on them.
Swords?
Yeah.
Why do you own so many violins? You must be sick at the violin.
I'm like super good at violin.
All right. When the bear heard the music, he could not help beginning to dance. And when he had danced a while, The thing pleased him so well that he said to the little tailor, "Is the fiddle heavy?"
This is like, they're flirting.
They're like, totally.
Oh, they are. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How
yeah,
heavy yeah, is that? Yeah. Like, fiddle, is that
Would you
heavy?
Like to yeah. crack my nut? Do you want, my nut?
Can I help you carry that yeah. fiddle?
Ooh, ooh. Yeah. So play me a little yeah. dance, and I'll he's, dance for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, he's just playing, like, careless whispers on the violin. Boo do 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 do. And the bear's dancing in slow motion. How heavy is that violin? Oh.
I didn't know that song was called Careless yeah, Whispers. Careless I was Whispers, like, what yeah. the fuck?
Yeah. This is really getting into like 50 Shades of Bear here.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Light enough for a child. Look, with the left hand, I lay my fingers on it. And with the right, I stroke it with the bow.
This, yeah, wow. This is erotica.
Yeah,
like
no,
for real. This
isn't
like
even, you wrote this, dude. This isn't even. Yeah. Give me the book. This isn't even. This isn't even. This no, no, you no, wrote
don't,
this.
You don't need to see the book. Pretty, no. Even, the byline is not Hollywood Keith Clark.
I recognize your handwriting.
No. It's fine. Shh. It's a great story. Shut up. And I will stroke it with the bow, and then it goes merrily. Hop. Sasa viva la lera.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
Okay, go
sa,
ahead.
Sa,
okay.
Viva la vera. Viva ya vera? So, said the bear, fiddling is a thing I should like to understand too, that I might dance whatever I fancy. What do you think of that? Will you give me lessons?
This is the beginning of a porno for sure.
This is the mid-level yeah. version of a pizza guy coming over, and like the person at the door doesn't have any money.
This is so amazing. Okay.
And it started with a riddle. Like, how did we get here?
All right, I'm gonna keep together because the tailor. Yeah. The tailor answers. The bear says, "Will you give me lessons?" "With all of my heart," said the tailor. "You have a talent for it, but just let me see your claws. They are terribly long. I must cut your nails a little." Then a vise was brought, and the bear put his claws in it, and the little tailor screwed it tight, and said, "Now wait until I come with the scissors." Ooh, you just wait here. He put him in handcuffs, put a ball gag in the bear's mouth, and was like, "Ooh, you just wait there." Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's so much suspense. Like, clearly they're getting off on this because there's so many stories that are just like, and then a wedding happened, and you're like, "Wait, what? When? What?
Oh no, this one's getting into
this one's
details.
Like, oh yeah, the minutia of like." Cutting the bear's nail.
And then his throbbing claws presented
a... that gave the golden feather came along and he used the feather to tickle him. And I'm not good at sex. I'm sorry. I don't know. That's all I got.
Yeah, no, honey, I know.
Something about...
And the bulging feather of his tender manliness, of his tender bearliness.
Thick feather...
No,
probably,
go on.
You should probably just
no, let's hear
reading.
It. Let's no, hear it.
No, I think I'm
You're done.
I think I'm done.
I'm here too, so
don't go there. All right. Okay. So he put the bear in the vice grip and says, "Now wait till I come with the scissors." And he let the bear growl as he liked and lay down in the corner on a bundle of straw and fell asleep. Well, the princess, she's back. But heard the bear growling so fiercely during the night, she believed nothing else but that he was growling for joy and had made an end of the tailor.
I mean, part of that statement is true.
Yeah.
The first part.
The bear is yeah. loving this BDSM.
Clearly it was that sound. Yeah. And she's like, "Oh, I hear my cue."
Mm-hmm. Here All we right. go. Time to go fuck a bear.
Yeah.
In the morning, she's like, "Who's fucking my bear?" She's like, "Wait, no, those are my sounds. Those aren't mad growly sounds. Those are sexy growly sounds." In the morning, she arose careless and happy, like a princess does. But when she peeped into the stable, the tailor stood gaily before her and was as healthy as a fish in water. Now, she could not say another word against the wedding because she had given a promise before everyone. Well, she already previously gave a promise, then she kind of like furthered that promise, but that's fine. And the king ordered a carriage to be brought in, which she was to drive to church with the tailor. And there she was to be married. When she had got into the carriage, and the two other tailors, who had false hearts and envied him his good fortune, went into the stable and unscrewed the bear again. The bear, in great fury, ran after the carriage. The princess heard him snorting and growling in ecstasy. She was terrified, and she cried, "Ah, the bear is behind us and wants to get you." The tailor was quick and stood on his head, stuck his legs out of the window, and cried, "Do you see the vice? If you do not, be off, you shall be put into it again." When the bear saw that...
That's not going to keep the bear away.
No.
The vice is his legs.
You're going to promise him the vice.
Oh. He stood on his head, stuck his legs out of the window, and cried, "Do you see the vice?"
Were the vice? Yeah.
The vice, that was not the vice initially, but he's like trying to trick the bear by sticking his own legs out and saying, "These are a vice."
That's not going to make the bear go away.
Yeah.
You know, like a vice when you're like, fucking somebody and you like vice them and you're his legs.
Yeah, this is just the end of The Graduate. The bear is going to run and bang on the glass, and whatever.
They're both going to the tailor and the bear get on a bus.
Get on the bus. Yeah.
Hello, darkness, my old
friend. Hello, grizzly, my old friend.
Yeah.
When the bear saw that, he turned around and ran away. The tailor drove quietly to the church, and the princess was married to him at once. And he lived with her as happy as a woodlark. Whoever does not believe this must pay a dollar.
Okay, I don't believe this. I don't know what a dollar is, but I will pay it. I don't believe it. That's she's like super freaky. So like he's really paying the price. Like she keeps a bear.
She keeps a sex bear.
A sex bear.
I mean,
like what is she into? Like she's into scat for sure. Like that's her thing or something.
Yeah, at a certain point, I would have agreed also, I don't need to marry this princess.
No.
I don't. I'm going to go back and I'm going to be better at it being a tailor.
Yeah, maybe someone that like has some sort of emotional intelligence and isn't creating some sort of like quiz scheme of like out tricking me in order to marry them.
I think you're being a little close-minded. I mean, she knows what she wants. She wants someone who's good at riddles, right? So she wants someone with a sense of humor, right?
A sense of humor? We don't even know what a riddle is at this point.
It's all confusing back then. But B, she wants someone who's, kind of into her shit, which is sex bears. She knows what she wants.
Yeah.
If you can solve riddles and you can hang with the sex bear, you can party with me.
There you go.
She wasn't like pleased about it though. It says now she could not say another word against the wedding. She was still not into. She wasn't impressed by his sex bear taming.
She wanted him to fail.
Yeah, she just again, all princesses never want to get married.
No,
so
why
they
would
set
you?
Up crazy riddle systems to keep everyone out.
Yeah, and it took them so long to like learn what a riddle was. At first, they were just like. A riddle's like a question, right? Got it.
Yeah. What's our moral here?
Yeah.
Fuck
what
a bear
and
get a princess?
It's true.
Tantalize a bear and get a princess.
It's all about sensual details.
I believe you mean sensual.
Sensual details. It's all about being more erotic. All right.
This was some good little
there was
soft
some
porn
good
here.
Softcore, erotic stuff in here. And that's the minutia of it is really what makes the relationship work, right? It's not just the pounding, right? It's like
it's foreplay.
Yeah, it's the details.
It's the bear play.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the moral of the story. Is she was like really trying to find someone who wasn't just in it to win it. Like they were in it for the experience. Because he was like boldly ventured half gained.
Is half won.
Half won,
boldly
yeah.
ventured is half won.
So he's just like, he's GGG, which is like good game and giving. Yeah, he's like, I'm in it. Yeah, so I think that's the moral. That's what I think.
I would say this is a, for its time, highly sex positive story. Although I believe it had no intention of having sexual overtones.
No.
Not even overtones.
These are like two brothers with their own weird twin language. And their own weird kinks.
And they don't realize how weird it sounds on the outside.
Yeah.
I mean, again, weird. I don't mean to.
Sure.
No judgment. All consensual sex is good sex.
Yeah. No yuck in any yums. Yeah.
No yuck in any yums.
Yeah.
That's great. Sounds like a Dan Savage thing.
But quickly to say, if you do find yourself attracted to a bear, you should be careful. Probably take some precautions.
Yeah, well, I mean, cautiously.
Again, like a cautiously. Animal bear, right?
Yes, not an, no, animal, an bear, animal, not bear, a,
not, you know, someone in the bear community.
Yeah, it, in the gay community.
If you keep find calling yourself,
the bear community,
I feel like the bear community is the subset of the gay community.
Well, I suppose.
Yeah,
I don't know. Not gay. Don't anyway. Know. From, don't know.
Anyway,
from the
any
inside.
Bestiality, beware.
Yeah, especially bears. They are big.
That's a good takeaway. I would say that's a good moral to take away.
Yeah.
Although,
careful when fucking a bear. Be bearful.
But honestly, consent in the bestial bear community—it's pretty yes or no. Like, you'll know if they're not down.
Oh, you will definitely know if they are not down.
So it's cool.
Bestial or bestial?
I like to say bestial just because I heard an old writer say it like that and I have it in my head.
You know what else? It sounds more positive when you say bestial.
Sounds super positive.
Bestial ass.
I think that's something that we need to be really careful about being positive about, though.
It's true. Bestiality.
Animals can't give consent.
Bestiality.
Certain animals can give emphatic consent.
I no give consent. If you want to fuck a dolphin and that dolphin wants to fuck you, I absolutely
dolphin
dolphins are trying to fuck you,
yes,
all the time. Anytime humans get in the water, you know. But then, like, you come to a sheep. That sheep doesn't want it.
That sheep, no,
no.
Mm-mm.
I love how this is the first time that we've tried out our new tried out our new podcast name. Moral fixation, and I made it very clear at the top that this was not a podcast about sex.
It's true.
And then this is the sexiest fairy tale
it's
we've
true.
Read thus far.
We went right into bestiality.
It is a really sexy story, though.
Yes, this is an outlier. We don't usually.
Yeah,
if you enjoy this, we're not going to deliver every time in the sexiness category.
I mean, we can. I was.
I mean, not that we're not always a little bit sexy.
Let's feel a little warm to that story. Ooh. A little sweat into the t-shirt
all
there.
Right. Ooh. Ooh. Oh. Get it? Because it's like a bear. All right. Last thoughts?
Be bear positive.
Yeah.
Be bear positive.
Honestly, emphatic yes for consent.
Mm.
As long as that's there, who cares?
It's all good. All right. Thanks so much for joining us. This has been Moral Fixation, a podcast that isn't actually about sex, but I hope you enjoyed it, and
I hope you learned your lesson. Taylor!